Hi everyone, welcome back to Victory Vibes, your one-stop podcast for conquering challenges and achieving self-improvement. And I'm your host Manjula. Today we are taking a trip through ancient India to meet a fascinating character from the epic Mahabharata. Vidura, the man who knew the true meaning of victory, born the son of a maid to the king's wife. Vidura's birth is an intriguing aspect of the Mahabharata. He was born to sage Vyasa and a servant maid, making him the half-brother of Dhritarashtra and Pandu, the Kuru princes. Despite his royal lineage, Vidura's upbringing was modest due to his mother's lower status, which led to him being treated differently within the royal household. Vidura existed at the fringes of the royal court. This outsider position allowed him to see things objectively and speak truth to power, something many others would not dare. Vidura is famously known as the counselor and brother to Dhritarashtra, the uncle of the Pandavas and a great devotee. There are so many things to learn from him: his tolerance, his mission to serve, and his service attitude are just some of his vast array of good qualities. Tolerance is defined as the ability or willingness to tolerate something, in particular, opinions or behavior that one does not necessarily agree with. This nearly defines Vidura's life. Dhritarashtra, his brother, made many horrible decisions under the influence of Duryodhana, while Vidura tried many times to dissuade Dhritarashtra, but he ignored his advice. He had to tolerate seeing the suffering of the Pandavas and Kunti from the side of the Kauravas. Vidura's mission to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead was the goal of his life. He recognized Krishna as the Supreme Personality and served him with his whole heart. Every moment he spent in the company of Krishna, he cherished so dearly. And in all of those moments, he took the opportunity to serve the Lord. Vidura served anyone and everyone. His attitude to serve everyone is so admirable. He served his brothers, the Pandavas, the Lord, and just about everyone else, even though many people, like his brother Dhritarashtra, made wicked decisions. Still, he continued to serve him unconditionally. From this, we can learn to serve the Lord and all of his devotees with the same attitude as the benevolent Vidura. In conclusion, we still have so much to learn from Vidura: his tolerance, mission to serve, and service attitude played a huge role in how the Mahabharata played out. Certainly, many things would have happened differently without his influence. Also, one can define him as the champion of Dharma, renowned for his unwavering commitment to the righteous path. He constantly advised Dhritarashtra, the blind king, to follow the path of justice, even when it went against the king's desires, and played the role of a wise counselor, also known as master of communication. Despite his social limitations, Vidura was known for his insightful advice and effective communication. He is also called as the man of sacrifice for his duty and loyalty. Vidura remained loyal to the Kuru kingdom despite being mistreated due to his birth. He always prioritized the greater good, even when it meant personal sacrifice. He is also known as the master of the Vedas. Vidura was exceptionally well versed in the Vedas, the ancient scriptures of Hinduism. This knowledge equipped him with profound wisdom and the ability to navigate complex situations. Born under a curse, Vidura's birth was marked by a curse. Yet he rose above his circumstances and became a revered figure. Vidura's birth is often viewed as a symbolic, representing the idea that wisdom and virtue can arise from any background. Contentment despite hardship, facing discrimination and injustice, Vidura remained content and focused on his dharma. Vidura's story underscores the importance of looking beyond external appearances and recognizing the inherent worth and wisdom present in every individual, regardless of their background or social status. As we come to the end of our journey through Vidura's wisdom, let's take a moment to reflect on the insights and inspiration we have gained. Remember, the lessons of integrity, compassion, and self-discovery that Vidura offers are not just words from the past. They are timeless principles that can guide us on our path to personal growth and empowerment. Thank you for joining us on this enlightening exploration. Be sure to subscribe to Victory Vibes for more episodes filled with wisdom, empowerment, and the tools you need to thrive in every aspect of life. Until next time, stay inspired, stay empowered, and keep vibing with Victory. This is Manjula signing off. Bye for now.